Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It is Friday, 5:30 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York. Obviously, I hope everyone got home safe from work or didn't have to go to work at all today with the recent snowstorm that we had. A little surprise. I think everyone out here, at least in on Long Island, got a little bit more than they expected. But hey, you know, it's wintertime. We got to expect it. joining me today, very excited to have back on the show, Sharon Moyer. Sharon, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing very well, thank you. As you can tell from my voice, I'm just getting over a little bit of a cold here, but you know,
yeah.
I'm very excited to have you on. There would be nothing that would have stopped me to get you back on the show for this one.
Well, thank you. I'm excited about being back on the show, too.
So Sharon, I know we haven't spoken in a couple of weeks, but how has everything been for you over the last couple of weeks?
Everything's been going very well. I've been busy, of course, and with family.
Of course.
And activities are going on here in my community.
Very cool. Anything you'd like to discuss about that, you know, in the last couple of weeks that you've done?
Well, I have been selling my books quite a lot out here in this community. And,
very nice.
So it's really been a surprise. I sold 5 books in 1 week, so we're thankful for that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
That's great. And now, who, you know, how have you done that? Where were you when you got the books sold? Was it something that they contacted
yes.
you?
I do choir here in the area I live in and sing solos and with the community choraliers and here and there in Las Vegas. And they found out I was an author, and I showed them my books, and they wanted to buy them just like that. You know?
Very cool.
Uh-huh.
It's funny how it works sometimes, right?
Right.
Now, Sharon, why don't you refresh everybody a little bit about your background and yourself and, you know, where you're located now and where you were, you know, coming up. And, you know, please tell us the story because we love to hear it.
Okay. I was born in Conway, Arkansas, to loving parents. I had a younger brother. At the age of 9 years old, I was chosen by my third grade teacher to play the part of Mary, who is the mother of Jesus. Out of that whole school, I was chosen to play that part. I also was baptized in my robe that I wore in the school play. And I started out very young in performing arts. I studied tap and ballet about 10 years. In my senior year of high school, I was a performer in the senior play. I also was sponsored by the Kiwanis Club, became a beauty pageant contestant. I also attended University in Arkansas and majored in speech and drama. At the age of 19, I moved with my mom and my brother to Las Vegas, and I met my wonderful husband, Bob, who was a handsome Marine, about 2 years later, at a disco club in Las Vegas. My mom actually met him first at the Golden Gate Casino and told him my whole life story. Then he said he wanted to meet her daughter, and he dragged my mom off the bar stool, ran across the street to meet me at the Carousel Club. It was love at first sight. We were married 5 months later in the Las Vegas Wedding Chapel, and now we have a daughter, Tracy, and a son, Robert.
Wow. I mean, that's a very great story. It's a good story to hear, you know?
Thank you.
I think these days, those are that story is probably very rare, but that's very, very cool. And I always tell you, I'm shocked by, and in a good way, pleasantly surprised, I would say, that all occurred in, you know, the bustling area of Las Vegas where, you know, you have all these different distractions going on and there you guys are, you know?
That's right. We did meet each other.
Very, very cool. So, Sharon, now, moving on into, you know, so you have this great family life. What did you guys do professionally and such to keep the gears going?
Okay, well, as I said before, I had studied fashion modeling in Las Vegas Modeling Agency and became a high fashion model. I modeled at Stardust Bridal Show, Desert Inn Hat Show with Debbie Reynolds, and MGM Grand Hotel. And I was married to my husband at the time. He was always encouraged me to do these things and to pursue my dreams. And so that's what I did.
Very nice. And so was your husband in the armed forces then for a very long time?
He was in the Marine Corps for 20 years.
20 years,
and
wow.
And he was a Marine sergeant when I met him.
Wow. And so how did it come to be that the two of you found this very strong, and I'm obviously right in saying a very well-shared faith?
Oh, you said faith?
Yes, faith.
Well, my husband Bob went through the war, the Vietnam War,
mm-hmm.
two tours of duty as a Marine. And I had met him right after he returned, and then he went back. We got married. He went back again. And thank God he made it home safely.
Sure.
And we saw how God had protected him through all the danger and everything. And so I think that made our faith stronger after that.
Right, very nice. Now, did you always have that, though, when you were younger, even before meeting him? Were you really, you know, a person of faith, and did you have a very strong background in religion?
Well, I would say I was a Christian. I accepted Jesus at the age of 9 years, but in my teenage
uh-huh.
years, I kind of fell away.
Yeah.
And quit going to church and everything in college.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And was it more of a, you know, for you, and I find it fascinating because I know how hard you work at really spreading, you know, the word and the things that you feel that you're compelled to really share. I mean, you do so much. You write, you perform, and I know it all plays into, you know, your overall outlook of your strong faith. You know, to me, it's so inspiring just to know that, like I said, you came from this place, again, Las Vegas, known for sin, you know, not called Sin City for nothing.
Right.
But you overcome that, and you, you know, you're a voice for that. You know, did you ever find yourself in a place where, you know, you thought, you know, what am I doing here? Should we go somewhere else? Or was it just always felt very natural?
Well, at first it did feel strange several years ago when I lived here, and because there were a lot of challenges and everything, but we didn't really want to raise our kids here and, you know, our children
right.
here in Las Vegas. So we moved back on the East Coast, back to Arkansas, and then we came back here 2 years later because we found out how much we enjoyed it here. And
right.
Both of our children had been born here anyway, so we began to really love living here. And really, right now, I would not live anywhere else.
Right.
And so there have been times, but you know, we have to shine like lights in the darkness, and we have there has to be something good to come out. Even that God's grace abounds where sin abounds. So we have to reach out to the people that are hurting and those that we want to bring healing to.
And it seems like it comes very easily to you.
I mean, I enjoy it very much. I do.
Yes, you can tell. You can definitely tell. So
thank you.
Tell us about your, and again, you know, I want everyone that might be joining us, you know, tonight for the first time with this series. And again, this is part four, really, of an extended series that we've been doing with Sharon. And I'm happy to say at least we have her on for one more coming up. But again, she's released a number of books. But to get to that, Sharon, why don't you tell us about how you first started writing and how it became, you know, hey, now I'm going to start writing books.
Okay. It was in 2004. We were here in Las Vegas, and we just moved here from California. And I began to be motivated to start writing, and I just started writing one little booklet after another. And I started writing Butterflies on Fire, which had been a dream I had had about a butterfly flaming with fire. And it was a book all about the inmates that we knew in California. My husband was chaplain there at a prison, and I would go and sing to the inmates. And so I learned a lot about their testimonies and their life, and completely overwhelmed by how God had changed their lives from darkness to light, and how they were just, they just loved Jesus. And they became like butterflies on fire. And see, a butterfly means a new creation. in Christ. Old things are passed away, and all things are becoming new in their lives. And they were the butterflies I was writing about when I started out in 2004. My husband, Bob, printed the booklets out, and it was like in 2009 I met my publisher, and I had 84 booklets, so she published my books through the booklets.
Very cool. Now, how excited were you at that point?
I was very excited. I had no idea I would ever publish these booklets. I just know that I enjoy writing, and I loved writing about my life experiences and about the Bible and about how all my prayers have been answered. And so that's why I started writing. I wanted to share the love of Jesus with the whole world.
And you do it very well. We have to say that.
Thank you.
You certainly do. So why don't you take us through a couple of the books that you have out there, and the best ways to get in touch with you, I think, right, are your, if they contact you directly by phone or by email?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about each book and why, you know, what makes it different, what makes it special to you. I know that the audience wants to know that.
Okay. My first book was called His Radiant Glory. And it's all about the glory of God and about my life experiences with my family and different people I've met over the years, and a lot involved in ministry and just different things. I had a dance ministry for quite some time, and I've traveled a lot across America, parts of Canada. So that was one of my books. And you want me to go on from there to the next book?
Oh, please, yes.
Okay. Explosive Prayer was my next book, and it was on the power of prayer. And I even talk in my last chapter, I write about the Twin Towers in New York City and how we needed to be praying for America, that we might have been aware of what was going to happen. And it's so important that we pray for our country. That's my heart's desire, to see this nation turned around and being successful and being made great again. And that's my heart's desire. And in fact, I was told, actually, by impressed by the Holy Spirit, who's the Lord, in 2010, that Donald Trump would be his trumpet. And this is actually happening right now. So of all things. But it is happening. And it's, I was told this 5 years ago. And my third book is Restoring the Tabernacle of David. And it's about how they used to sacrifice animals in the Old Testament, put the blood on the altar for the forgiveness of sins. It only covered the sins. It was only the blood of Jesus that would forgive all sins. And after he was a perfect Lamb of God with no sin. And then my fourth book, Outpouring of Healing, as I shared before, our son was in Hurricane Andrew in 1992. And God miraculously brought him back safely from that hurricane and through it. And it was just incredible what happened. And he was in the airport for 3 days, 3 nights without food and water. And so it was quite a challenge for him. And I write a lot about my experiences and my family and all those things. And then the fifth book, Jesus, Blood is a Shield. I think a lot about the power of the blood of Jesus, and I just want to share a little poem. I write poems before each chapter because my publisher requested it, and this is the poem called The Crimson Cross. The nails were pounded into his hands on the crimson cross. His blood flowed from his veins to forgive sins of humanity. He surrendered his precious sinless life and suffered great loss. He paid the price and was pierced in his side to set us free. My grandmother also wrote poetry. And anyway, and the other book I have is about the latter rains of glory. And I talk about the butterflies on fire again, about the inmates, mm-hmm. and some of the other people I have known, how their lives have been changed from darkness to light. They have come out of sin, and they've gone forth and made had very productive lives. And of course, I teach healing streams to women in trauma right now, and I do share a lot of their experiences too. So I would say that's a summary of my books right there.
Now, do you have any particular one that you thought was, you know, your finest work or anything like that? Any one that stands out to you as like your proudest creative moments?
Well, I would say Outpouring of Healing, the fourth book, because that book has been sold more than any of the other books.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my heart to reach and bring healing to these women that are hurting and have been in trauma. And I still
right.
do that every month, twice a month, actually.
So when you do this now, is this is the sessions that you hold in your house, right?
In my home, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how many people or women are involved when you do these sessions?
I've had from 3 to 10, I would eat different times, the small groups,
right.
but they would come and go.
So what is the process with that? I mean, obviously I know, you know, it's different for you than obviously sharing, your books necessarily, because you're focused obviously
mm-hmm.
on that one particular book. But how does it work when you have a group session like this? Can you take us through what your typical session entails?
Yeah, so I do counseling with them too, and they tell me their experiences and their heartaches, and I pray with them, and I have refreshments for them, anything that will encourage them and lift them up and make them feel good about themselves. And I have these little butterflies that glitter, and they're pens, and they were handmade
okay.
by my friend Vera in Florida. And I give them these pens so they can encourage, and it's really beautiful colors, and just makes them feel good.
Very cool. Now, is it like an open-ended conversation that you basically have with these women? I mean, do they confide in you, and do you share things with them? I mean, how does it work?
It's kind of, they share things with me, and I also teach them from my books and
yes.
booklets. And I have over 400 booklets now, and 84 have been published. So, but I keep writing every day, and I love to write about them and encourage them and settle, you know, teach them the Word of God and teach
sure.
them how I have been an overcomer out of many situations in my life. And they, too, can be overcomers.
Now, has anybody ever walked into your house with a story about what they had been through that had ever taken you, you know, really just shocked you and said, you know, really made you think about things in a different way?
Yes, I would think so, yes. They
yeah.
have. Sometimes I can't even imagine some of the situations they have been in. Because
mm-hmm.
they are overwhelming sometimes.
Sure.
But I will share, in California, before I started writing, I was in my living room, and I heard the door open, and I didn't know who it was, and I looked down, and someone was walking down the hall. There was this teenage girl, and she was drunk, and she was on drugs. And I didn't know what to do, but anyway, I got her back into the kitchen, and I do write about this situation, too, and I gave her some coffee and I told her about Jesus, and she went to church with us that night. But I know God sent her over there, because I don't know what would have happened to her if she had not walked in our home, because
right.
she was drunk and she was high on drugs and everything. So, you know, that's a situation that really was overwhelming to me.
I can only imagine. Yeah. And that you said happened in California?
That happened in California before we moved back to Las Vegas.
Yeah. So what is it like, is there a strong population of people with, you know, that are in good faith there in Las Vegas?
I would say so. There are not a lot of mega churches, large churches that are very powerful here and are reaching the lost and helping people that have been in drugs and alcohol and addictions like that. And I would say yes. A lot
mm-hmm.
of counseling goes on here, and
sure.
I think we're going to see revival very soon in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you do, you know, you and your husband, you travel a lot. So with that being said, with some of the motivational speaking sessions that you do on more
mm-hmm.
of a public forum, can you share with us a little bit about that?
about the motivational speaking.
Yes.
Okay, I've been a speaker, motivational speaker for California and Nevada, Arizona, Washington, Idaho, Texas, Florida, New Mexico, Louisiana, Arkansas, Maryland, West Virginia, and parts of Alberta and Toronto, Canada. And as I told you, I had a dance ministry where I have danced many, many places.
Right.
I danced actually in the GLOW International Conference in Anaheim, California, before 8,000 people and with three other dancers. We had to audition for this. It's a Christian conference. And I did worship dancing, interpretive dance. And so it was very exciting to be chosen for that.
Right.
And so I have spoken in Canada, as I said, and taught dance workshops. I've been singing quite a few years. I have a CD called Midnight Cry, and I have marketed my CD and, of course, my books and everything as I would travel. My husband and I would travel. And that would say that would be about what we have done. And we still do it today. We're still traveling even more. Now we're going more in cruise ships and with the band, and I'm singing with the band, and my husband does photography, and so we're still busy with all these things.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, from, because we've been doing the show now with you for the last, I would say, a couple of months with the extended series going on.
That's right.
It's been crazy. You know, I know that your schedule gets crazy sometimes, and, you know, there'll be times where you say, you know what, I'm going away this weekend. I have a show this weekend. So it always amazes me to hear your stories, because I know that you do stay so busy. Now, as far as your music goes, and the name of the album you said is Midnight Cry, right?
Yes, that's my main song, yes.
So where is this available for people to hear?
Only through myself. My husband reproduces them. He has a duplicator. And he's very gifted and talented in this. I had it actually recorded at New Wine Studios in California. But only through myself can you get, through my email and through my website, can you get this, my CD, Midnight Cry.
And now, what is the theme of the album?
The theme is about, I would say, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it's very prophetic. It's prophecy being fulfilled even today. And it's just a very well-known, popular song in the Christian circles. And I enjoy singing it very much. And I have been singing it for many years, many places.
And what else do you perform? I know that you do a lot of different things with singing for other bands and such. So who are some of the other projects that you've worked with?
Well, I have... I do singing, as I said, with the Corleers, and I'll be singing in coming up in March with a concert. I'll be singing Patsy Cline's music, and also I sing with the band AR when they have their once a month they have their events at the country club over here where we live, and also on the cruise that's coming in October, and we just came off a cruise in December, where I sing with them. And then we have the performing arts. I have been in 5 shows. Been in Vegas Story, which is about the life of Las Vegas when it began in 1906, I believe. And it's very powerful. It was a premiere. It's never been seen before. And also in Alice in Vegasland was almost like a spinoff from Alice in Wonderland. I was one of the main parts instead of solo. The Red Heart. And so I do things like that. And I have another one coming up too very soon, kind of Viva La Vida. It's a Spanish premiere musical, and I'll be doing tap dancing to Michael Bublé's songs. So I'm very excited about this.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is it that you enjoy most doing then? I mean, with all the different activities and things that you've done in your life, I mean, do you have one thing that you could say, you know, this is what makes me shine the most?
Well, I love motivational speaking and I love singing. I think those would be the two main things.
Mm-hmm.
And the writing, of course. It's hard to say.
I know. That's why I asked you that. I wanted to try to stump you before the show ended. That's, honestly, yes, I know, you know, I know that it must be a difficult choice for you, because it sounds like you keep yourself busy with all of those things at all times anyway.
Yes.
So how do you find time to enjoy your personal life with everything else that you do?
Well, my husband and I, we go everywhere together and do everything together. So, you know, we're always working as a team anyway. So
right.
We enjoy doing what we're doing with the writings and everything and the producing and all these things. So
sure.
We still have time to go see shows and entertainment. We enjoy going to the South Point and seeing all these different shows like Frankie Avalon and different shows.
Yeah. Now, South Point, that is in Las Vegas?
Yes, it's not too far from where we live.
Okay.
It's our favorite place to go.
Very nice. Are you and your husband into the Las Vegas scene, the casinos and all that, or is that not really your speed?
No, we don't gamble. We're not gamblers. We just enjoy the entertainment, clean entertainment,
right.
Of course.
Right. Yeah.
And very, I love entertainment because I'm an entertainer.
Yeah,
so it's just always been in my blood, and I grew up with it. I guess that's why, you know.
Sure, no, of course. Mm-hmm. And so what is it that you enjoy most about your life? Every day you wake up, what is it that you look most forward to?
Of course, being with my husband and speaking and being with my children and my writing, which I do every day, and I would say, and I love singing. I just sing around the house because it lifts me up and encourages me to do that.
Right. Sure. What to you is the most inspirational aspect of life?
My inspirational? Could you repeat the question, please?
What's the most inspirational aspect in your life?
Inspirational? Probably my relationship with God, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And how my husband and I both have a relationship, you know, with Jesus, so we're able to agree on the same things. And
sure. Well, I mean, it certainly sounds like, you know, between the how you and your husband met and the strength of that love that you guys that you share, and obviously,
yeah.
You know, you have a great family, and things have been going well for the two of you. You work together, you support each other. You know, and that's it's good to have, and I know how important that is. It's great. It's good to hear.
Yes, it is.
Now, I want to ask you one last question before we have to go, unfortunately. What is it that you hope people take away from everything that you do?
Well, I hope that my writings and singing and all the things I do will encourage them and lift them up and fill them with joy. And build up their faith and their hope and fill them with peace, especially my books. And to know they don't have to live in torment all the time. They can cast all their cares upon Jesus, and he is able to take care of them and fill them with peace and joy and restore everything that they have lost in their lives.
Absolutely. Well, Sharon, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. If you can, real quick, why don't you tell everybody the best ways to contact you for your great books and for the album, obviously.
Okay. You can contact me. My telephone number is 702-367-7878. That's my home number. And also I have HisRadiantGlory.com is my website. And I have, of course, HisRatedGlory@AOL.com, I email. And you can go through Glory Bound Publishing, who is my publisher, Sherry Hauser, either on Facebook or you can go at her website, GloryBoundPublishing.com.
All right.
And there is a slideshow that I have on my Facebook page from Creative Media, if you'd like to see that. And also, the radio shows are on there, too.
Absolutely. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I hope that
you
and your family have a great weekend, and we will see you again in a little less than 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you for calling, Rob.
All right. Well, again, everybody, please check out Sharon Moyer and her fabulous work. Visit hisradiantglory.com. And we will see you guys soon. From everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying have a good night.